Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Six best teams in the National Football League every Wednesday. John?
Yep. This was tough.
I bet.
This was really tough. And I've gone through a number of notepads. In fact, you could look at mine. I have scribbles. I don't want to show you too much.
How am I supposed to read that?
You just see the scribbles. I've got arrows moving around, trying to move teams around. I'm like, where do I got to put this team? Oh, wait, there's another undefeated team. So I'm going to make sure, because I know you will have objections. I'm going to leave enough room at the end for you to
voice displeasure. Thank
yes.
you.
And so the teams that, just a recap of last week's, week three, number six was Detroit, five was Tampa, Green Bay was four, Baltimore was three, Philly was two, Buffalo was one. The teams that were just on the outside looking in, Rams, Indy, Arizona, San Francisco, Washington. So the teams that are just on the outside looking in, I've mentioned Cincinnati and Houston a couple of times. They are, this is the last time I'm going to mention them for now until they do something different. They will be removed from the consideration of being even close.
That's a fair bet.
Denver, Arizona, San Francisco. Still a lot of questions. Arizona lost, obviously, to San Francisco. San Francisco's got some injury issues.
Bosa's hurt.
Bosa's out for the year.
They also can't run the ball, which is a huge red flag.
Right, and I'm just not sure Mac Jones is the answer at quarterback, and I don't know when we're going to see their quarterback again. Purdy. But yeah, Denver, I don't really know what to make of Denver at this point because we keep talking about what we anticipated their defense was going to be really good, but they've come up small when they've needed the most.
Yep.
Washington, they're right there, but you know how long is their quarterback going to be out? Indy is just on the outside looking in. They have a chance to play their way into next week's power surge because they're going to take a trip to the Rams. They're undefeated, but the teams they've played, Dolphins, nobody thinks they're any good. The Broncos, again,
have not
been good. And the Titans.
Yeah.
So I need to see them play against a good team. Well, they traveled to LA to play the Rams this week. And the Rams, just on the outside looking in.
Mm.
But they
kind
also
of a play-in game.
Yeah, it's host Indy. So let's see. Number six, the Green Bay Packers.
I know where this is going. Go ahead. Head-to-head doesn't mean anything. Go ahead.
Well, it does. But a bad loss means a bad loss. They went, and this is where, again, I'm trying to find ways to justify what I feel, and I'm trying to remove my fan feelings from this. So at home, they beat the Lions and the Commanders. On the road, they lost to the Cleveland Browns, and it was a disaster. They couldn't get anything going all game long. And the fact that it's the first time they go on the road and that's the performance they put out there, that's why I bumped them down to six. The Chargers, they were not in last week, so they make their first appearance. I'm also not really sure about their wins, though. Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos. Now, going into the season, we all thought Chiefs, all right, could be good, but they haven't been great, and there seems to be some turmoil between their tight end, Kelce,
now,
and
hold
Andy
on.
Reid.
I want to know your perspective on that. Like, guys on the sideline getting heated isn't new.
No.
Does that like a...
No, and it's not the first time we've seen the chest bump between those two.
No.
So, okay, I just think it's fun to talk about.
Okay, yeah. Good. I'm like, come on, John.
But I do think that is a player that is a first ballot Hall of Famer. His frustration is not with Andy Reid. His frustration isn't with anyone. His frustration is with himself because he is no longer the player he was. And this is what you run into at the end of your career. It is unbelievably frustrating knowing that there are plays out there that you used to make routinely that you can't make anymore. And if they don't have him as a part of the offense, or at least a focal point of the offense, this Charger or this Chiefs team is in danger. Anyway, Chargers are at 5. Number 4, Tampa Bay. But again, I'm looking at it, Falcons, Texans, Jets. Are any of those teams good teams? No, and they have needed last-minute drives by Baker Mayfield. Now, they've been able to do it. They're undefeated. I just don't know if you put them up against one of the top three teams. Well, we'll get a chance to see that later in the season. Number 3 is Detroit. And I know everyone's going to say, well, hey, they lost to Green Bay. I know it's exactly what you're going to say. Head-to-head does matter. But they went on the road and beat Baltimore, where nobody goes on the road to beat Baltimore. They're an NFC team. NFC teams don't beat Baltimore home or away. They did an amazing job of corralling two of the best players in the NFL. They have scored 103 points. And I know it was a bad output performance. One of them was against the Bears. The Bears just got their first win. And I don't think anybody's celebrating that. So they're at 3. Philly is at 2. They just simply do what it takes to win. The Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Rams. And again, I don't know what to make of the Chiefs, but they're out. And the Rams still looking to see, are they a really good team or are they just good against bad teams? Buffalo stays at 1. I've been consistent with Buffalo, outside of the first week. Ravens, Jets, Dolphins. Now you look, Jets, Dolphins, not great wins. But I just think they are a very talented team. They're continuing to improve, and they've got, I think, the best player in the NFL right now, Josh Allen. He can just do it all. And he, again, find ways to win. So we get to the playoffs, we'll see what happens. But they find ways to win.
I think the challenge this week was, what do you do with 6 undefeated teams? Do you just put them all in? And if you're doing that, then it's more of a standings than it is a power ranking.
Right.
So I actually think you left out the right undefeated teams.
Indy. Yep.
Indy and San Francisco, who, yep, I think could win their divisions and may end up in the power surge. But right now, you winced at win their divisions.
I just don't know how those injuries are going to continue to affect San Francisco. We know what it did to them last year. Now, they were more impactful last year, but are they going to be the team that's just snake bit by injuries this year?
But anyway, I think you left the right undefeated teams out, and I think you put the right undefeated teams in, but I would have put all the undefeated teams 1, 2, 3, 4. Bills, Eagles, Chargers, Bucks. The Chargers have wins against everybody in their division. The Bucks, I get it, like, some of these have been ugly. Some of them in last minute. They're playing without Wirfs. They're playing without Godwin. Evans got hurt in that last game. Finding ways to win these games shows the mettle of a truly great team.
But the schedule is going to get tougher for them.
Specifically this week when they face the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd have the Packers ahead of the Lions, because until we play more games, I'm going to focus on the head-to-head, especially more. And I'm going to give it up to Green Bay, who did the thing when they kept score and the two teams met and it was, yep, televised. Green Bay was better, so I'd have Green Bay ahead of Detroit.
It was
for
televised.
Now.
It was.
Yes.
It was televised.
We all saw it.
Oh, we did. Oh, well, that's a great point.
It was 1960.
Yeah. Oh, it was televised.
My point is, hey, we invited a bunch of fans. We put the cameras out there. The highlights are on social media.
Because
it
was televised.
We have to acknowledge it. You can't live in denial. Like, well, I think the Lions are better than the Packers. Keep score. That's the best way to determine it.
Okay, but it's also it's the bad loss. The bad loss is against the Browns. Now, we'll get a chance to see Detroit respond.
The argument, I think, in John's favor is I think this is a fact. There is no bigger difference in the NFL than what is in week one and what happens in week two going forward. And I think the Lions just absolutely crapped the bed that day. And I don't think Green Bay's offense is very good. And I think that's what's going to hold them back to winning a potential Super Bowl.
Here's the other thing. When I was talking about the offensive line after week one, and we had heard, hey, you know, Graham Glasgow graded out one of the worst offensive linemen in the league. Same thing with Ratledge. Same thing with Mahogany. And in fact, Penei Sewell was in that. Guess where they graded out this past weekend?
They were elite.
Penei Sewell was one in all of the NFL, which I expect on a weekly basis.
By the way, I believe it was the highest run grade ever for an offensive lineman.
But Tate Ratledge graded out number four in all of the NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
That's crazy.
That right side could be a problem for years to come.
Hey,
I'm not even ruling out that Detroit, you know, is better than Green Bay when the dust settles. I just think 3 weeks in, that head-to-head has to me, would hold more weight.
I would say that the Colts have to be in this right now. The fact that they put points on the Broncos legitimizes their offense is good, I think. And I know the other two opponents aren't that good. They scored 103 points. They got a plus 47 differential. They may not be there at the end. You know, but respecting what they've accomplished, they've come out of nowhere.
But they also kind of won that one on a bit of a fluke. They lost it in regulation, and then, oh, look, the yellow flag for a call that no one ever makes. It's a penalty. I get it. They called it, and Indianapolis ultimately scored more points than the Broncos.
Right, but even beyond that, they produced on offense in that game against what's considered one of the better defenses. Let's say they don't get that call. They still produced. It's like, I think it legitimizes them a little bit.
I think one of the great stories.
Shane Steichen was on the hot seat.
Oh, I think. And Daniel Jones, like the third team. You want to talk about a guy that was on the hot seat and near to be relegated to number two for the rest of his career.
So Zach's Giants going somewhere else and doing something.
Do you realize
thankfully it was televised, so we got to see it.
Televised. That's such an old word.
It was smarmy is what it was. All right, so big games this week: Bucks and Eagles, a play-in game, Colts and Rams. By the way, did you see what Sunday Night Football is this week?
No.
The Packers, Micah Parsons against the Dallas Cowboys.
I know.
Is that gonna be televised?
Yeah. Oh, Sunday night. Can watch it on NBC with Tirico. Yeah, exactly. All right, that's the Power Surge. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.